You're listening to a sneak peek into the most recent Chief Resident Incubator Hangout.
We are so delighted to have with us here Dr. Lala Garabagian. Today we are going to be talking to her about solving conflicts with your co-chiefs or with chiefs from other programs.
First thing is make sure that you give everybody the benefit of the doubt, that whatever it is that's going through their mind, their head, their perspectives, it's because they care. And that's a good thing. Always best also that should there be any communication regarding any conflict, best to have it either in person, and the next best thing is over a Google Hangout, or where you can see their face and they can see yours, or over the phone. Rarely is it good, and I would say hardly ever, is it ever good to try to solve any conflict or address any conflict over email. Definitely never over text message. So the first thing, of course, is to identify that a conflict exists and make sure that if you have perceived a conflict, that you talk to the co-chief or chief resident from another department if they also feel the conflict, and try to get a better understanding of the background of where each individual is coming from and what data they may have that's causing the disagreement, and see what can be done to have an understanding from both perspectives. It's always important to give value to their concerns. Let them know that their concerns are important to you, that you want to be able to find a solution that will have everyone benefit and show that you are going to help them and work with them to get to a resolution. And you'll then be that person who people will know they can go to for a calm and professional resolution and likely quick resolution to any conflicts that arise.
As a strong, independent boss of a female, how do you sometimes broach the inherent biases can come with being a leader and a female?
No matter your gender, if you are in a position of leadership, that if there is a topic that concerns you, that you know concerns your colleagues, and you are in a position to voice it, that you absolutely voice that opinion. I'm a big believer in the whole lean in movement, where you advocate for each other. And if any one of your female colleagues has an idea that could improve group dynamics, who can improve patient care, who can optimize patient safety, who can a teaching style that's amazing, then you advocate for them as well. So I think it really takes a conscious effort to provide that balance for your life. Do these small projects that will give you immediate and very frequent reward, and keep the big picture in mind and know that you're continuing to go on that, and surround yourself with people who motivate you, appreciate you, inspire you, keep you positive, energetic, and don't forget to take a week or two vacation every year. I say that with a serious face. Don't forget to take a week or two of vacation every year where you are off the grid, because that is rejuvenating in and of itself.
Thank you. That's very motivating. And I'm going to stick to that. Appreciate it.
Give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Address issues in person, if possible. Acknowledge conflict and try and understand other people's perspective, and give value to their concerns and perceptions. You can always control what you put out there, and address things in a calm and professional manner, and be direct in your questions so that they can be direct in their answers.
This podcast is brought to you by EBSCO Health's DynaMed Plus. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.